Good morning. The group reported nearly $1 billion US of net income for the first half, supported by the strong results of a reinsurance business unit and reflecting an excellent investment result. We achieved this in spite of experiencing some big challenges in the first 6 months. One project which occupied a significant amount of time and efforts was the preparation for the ReAssure IPO. Unfortunately, market conditions were not favorable, and we decided to suspend the process. We still aim to reduce our stake and deconsolidate this business in the midterm, but we do not envisage restarting the IPO process in 2019. We also implemented decisive management actions and corporate solutions to put the business unit back on the track to profitability. P&C Reinsurance reported strong results despite significant adverse claims development from Typhoon Jebi in the first quarter. The underwriting margin benefited from a relatively benign Nat Cat experience. The normalized combined ratio remains in line with our estimate of 98%. On renewals, we are very satisfied with the outcome achieved. We found attractive opportunities to continue deploying capital across most lines and geographies, achieving volume growth of 23% and price quality increase of 1% year to date. We managed to grow our Nat Cat book substantially in an improving pricing environment. Life and health reinsurance continues to deliver very good results, supported by improved mortality experience in the Americas and portfolio management actions. Once again, the business segment delivered a return on equity above our target range. We are also very pleased to see continued growth in the life and health re. Excluding foreign exchange impact and the termination of an intergroup transaction, the net premiums earned grew 5%, mainly driven by our business in Asia and large transactions. Corporate Solutions reported a net loss of approximately $400 million in the first 6 months, reflecting a $328 million impact from the comprehensive reserve review we conducted, as well as the premium for an adverse development cover with P&C Re. Adjusting for these management actions, the combined ratio of Corso would have been 101%. Net premiums earned were impacted by the pruning actions, however, offset by significant rate increases in attractive lines of business. Life Capital reported a gross cash generation of $460 million for the first half, driven by capital management activities around the planned deconsolidation of ReAssure. We remain supportive of ReAssure and are fully committed to participating in future acquisitions together with our partners, MS&AD. The open book of Life Capital and primary life and health continues to grow impressively and enable us to access large risk pools. In the first half, growth of the core business was 21%. Our investment result was excellent in the first half of the year, reflecting market value gains on equity securities and gains within our fixed income portfolio. The quality of our investment portfolio is very high, and yet another period with de minimis impairments. Our fixed income running yield remains stable 2.9%, and we expect to maintain this level for the full year 2019. We have now completed the previously announced business and reserve review in Corporate Solutions, and today we outline our plans for restoring underwriting profitability. First of all, we conducted a comprehensive review of our portfolio, identifying the well-performing lines and those which needed to be restructured. The pruning actions focused on 35% of the book, on lines such as U.S. liability, agriculture, and aerospace. The reduction in large limits and capacity in these lines are expected to decrease the Corporate Solutions premiums by approximately 20%. On the positive side, two-thirds of the Corporate Solutions portfolio are in better shape. These lines show attractive cost and combined ratios and benefit from the positive rate momentum observed in commercial insurance. In the first half of the year, the risk-adjusted price quality of Corporate Solutions portfolio improved by 9%. We expect pricing momentum to continue in the second half of the year and beyond. As such, on a net basis, Corporate Solutions reported net premiums are expected to be flat for 2019. As mentioned, we also conducted a detailed review of reserves, which led to an impact of $328 million US in the second quarter, with reserve strengthening mainly related to large man-made losses. In order to protect Corporate Solutions' future results, an adverse development cover was put in place with PNC Re, ceding 80% of any adverse development and 20% of any positive developments on reserves. Finally, to set the foundation for future growth, several other actions were taken. Firstly, the group contributed $600 million US of capital into the business unit, improving its financial strength. Secondly, Corporate Solutions put in place a tactical and strategic reinsurance protection for the business it's now underwriting. We are confident that these decisive actions will drive a turnaround in the performance of Corporate Solutions and expect the business to achieve a 98% combined ratio in 2021. We have been able to position ourselves with strong growth in our reinsurance businesses, a significantly rebalanced portfolio in Corporate Solutions, and a focused life capital mandate to have a successful second half of 2019. In PNC Reinsurance, we have now renewed more than 80% of our treaty book, with price increases of 1%. We expect the profitable growth to generate additional technical economic earnings of approximately $350 million US. Overall, we continue to see positive momentum in the P&C pricing environment. Our normalized combined ratio is expected to remain in line with the full year 2019 98% estimate, translating into a return of equity above 11% for the reinsurance business. Our capitalization under the conservative Swiss solvency test regime remains very strong. We will continue to assess our excess capital position during 2019, taking into account the effects of the capital deployment towards attractive growth in reinsurance, movements in financial markets, and the impact of the hurricane season. We will update the market with our SST ratios with our nine-month results. Later in the year, we will also give more details about the groups and business units' performance and strategy at our Investor Day in November. Many thanks for watching the video.